الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, one of the greatest episodes in the history of human beings was the birth of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the very highlights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything was created because of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have not created the creation. Prior to the coming of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shayateen and jinnat had access to the skies. They would go into the skies and they would hear the secret conversations of the angels, etc. That is why fortune telling was very rife at the time. Because the shayateen would then come down and they would relay the message that they heard in the skies to the fortune tellers. And the fortune tellers would tell the people, and people will think that this person, you know, he knows the unseen, etc. But what the shayateen had noticed, that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to this dunya, then that access that they had to the skies was stopped. And whenever they came anywhere near, then there was a ball of fire that was thrown towards them. So they came back to Iblis, the big shaitan, and they told him that there's something that's different in the world now. Some major event has transpired through which now we do not have that access to the skies anymore. So according to some reports, Iblis asked them to bring soil from the different parts of the world. So they went to different parts of the world and they brought the sand and they brought the soil, and Iblis smelt it. And eventually when the sand of Hijaz and Makkah Mukarrama was presented before him, when he smelt this, then he told them, this is the place wherein the major event has transpired. According to some reports, it is mentioned that on that night when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, it seemed as though the stars were falling down. When Iblis seen this, he called his entire army and he said that there's a child that is born now that is going to destroy all our efforts. Whatever we're doing in this world to misguide people and mislead people, this child is going to now stop all that forms or all those forms of misguidance. So all the small shaitans then told Iblis, but you are our leader, you know, you, like our father you are. You are so powerful, you are so strong. Why don't you do something about this? So Iblis said, let me set off now and see what I can do to harm this child. And as Iblis sets off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And it is mentioned that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam had given Iblis one shot and he flew right towards Yemen, towards Aden. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given that divine protection to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world in one of the darkest periods of history. There was just some remnants of faith left. There were hardly anyone worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or even taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then sent at that point to repel and remove all forms of darkness. The darkness of kufr, the darkness of disbelief, the darkness of evil traits, the darkness of bad qualities, the darkness of ignorance. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spread the entire world with nur and light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with that mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with this great task. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib had seen a very unique dream. In the dream he sees that there's a chain that is being removed from his back. One part of the chain extends to the sky, the other to the earth, one goes to the west, and one part goes to the east. And then he sees after a little while that this chain then changes to a very beautiful tree. And each leaf of that tree is 70 times more radiant than the brightness of the sun. And people from the east and people from the west, they are clinging to that tree. And some of the Quraysh are also holding onto the tree, and some of the Quraysh want to cut the tree. But every time they come forward, then there's a young, handsome person that comes and pushes them back. Abdul Muttalib understood that this is a very unique type of a dream, and definitely it has an interpretation. So he referred to the interpreters of the time, and they told him that Allah is going to bless you from your progeny with such a great personality, such a leader who will be praised by the inhabitants of the skies and the inhabitants of the earth, who will be followed by the people of the east and he will be followed by the people of the west. This is what inspired Abdul Muttalib to keep the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means the praised one. That was not a name that was normally kept in those days and times. But because he had seen the dream around the same time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother had seen a dream in which she was also informed that this child is the leader of the entire mankind and his name must be kept Muhammad, and according to some reports, his name must be kept Ahmad. So just if you look at the miraculous birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, the entire house was filled with nur, it was filled with light. The mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen a light emanating through which she could see the palaces of Sham and Busra. That was an indication to show that this child's teachings, his rulership, his kingdom is going to now extend to all these different territories. It was around that same night that in Persia, remember at that time, the Persians and the Persian Empire was the superpower of the time. And there were 14 towers in the palace of Kisra, according to some historical reports. 14 towers had just collapsed. There was a fire that was burning for over 1,000 years in the temple of Persia. And very mysteriously, that fire just got extinguished. And the Lake Sawa had dried up. People had seen unique dreams on that night. Respected friends, the Jews at that time, they knew very well that this child has been born and this is the final prophet and he is coming to remove all forms of darkness. So if you just look at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find so many miracles, so many unique things that itself will show you how great was the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected friends, we can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor that Allah picked us, hand picked us, He chosen us, He selected us to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is such a great ummah. This ummah has got such virtues. Anbiya alayhi salam of the past, they desired that they could be from this ummah. They knew they could not get the status of being the Nabi, but they desired to be from this ummah. But unfortunately, because we got it for free, because we got it without any effort, because we got it without any sacrifice, we don't value these ni'mats. It's from now, till the time you pass away, you go in sajda and thank Allah for this one ni'mat. Allah, you made me from this ummah. You will never be able to sufficiently thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't understand and realize that we have got the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in reality is the solution to the problems of this entire world. The entire world, people are looking for solutions. People are going through darkness. This is a different type of ignorance. One was the ignorance in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we are going through a modern phase and a modern period of ignorance. This is, in some respects, this is even worse than the past. We have deteriorated to such that there's no more human beings. There's hardly any human beings living. There are animals in the forms of humans. Have you ever heard of mothers killing their own children? You all read the newspapers. You're up to date with what happens in this world. You get stories of where a mother takes a knife and stabs a teenager child. You get stories of where a mother takes a child, autistic child, and throws him from the top of the bridge. Children have become monsters now. Teenagers have become murderers. What has happened to this dunya? Where have we gone wrong? It is the same modern life. It is the same technology that we are chasing after, that we glorify so much. It is the same efforts of batil, which we also are supporting to some extent, that has created this revolution in the world that the world has never seen before. History has never seen humanity at such a low degree. Humanity is gone now to even worse than animals. We have even been reduced worse than animals. Animals will not do, will not behave in the manner that people are behaving nowadays. Where did all this come from? Where did this darkness come from? It came from the same modern life. It came from the same technology. It came from that same television. It came from the entertainment centers. It came from the education department. Yes, that's where it came from. Because there's subliminal messages. When you go and you will see, when you will study, you will realize subliminal messages. Children now have to become monsters now. Those children mustn't be obedient to their parents anymore now. Now they need to become delinquents. Children have to become delinquents. There must be no faith. There is such an effort being made to spread darkness in the world. The entire world, people are looking for solutions. People are looking for a way out. They don't understand what is happening in their homes. They don't understand what happens to their children anymore. But we as Muslims, we have got the solution to that problem. We have got the prophetic traditions. We have got the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have got the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we, first of all, understand what benefit, what nur, what light lies in the sunnah, and then we impart this to the world, I don't think there's any greater favor you can do to the world than to give them Islam and give them the sunnah. Because this is a time when people need it the most. So we are so fortunate that we have got this beautiful deen of Islam. We have got the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have got teachings that govern every facet of our lives. From morning till night, every facet of your life, whether it is the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you sleep, the way you wear clothing, how you live with people, how you interact with people. Consideration, love, compassion, kindness, everything Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us. But unfortunately, respected friends, we ourselves do not understand the value of what we have. That is why we are also chasing after blind people to get direction in our lives. To get direction in our lives, we have to chase after the West. We have to chase after the Kufar. We have to chase after blind people because we don't understand what we have. Not very long ago, in Pakistan, they had done a survey. At the time when they were doing the survey, I don't know now, But by that time they had already interviewed 1800 young children under the age of 9, 8. And they asked them one simple question. Who do you want to become like? Who is your role model in life? Innocent, masoom children. From that 1800, 1,799 children said, they took the name of some actor, they took the name of some sports star, they took the name of some film star, they took the name of some celebrity. One young girl only said, I want to become like Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Respected friends, this tells us a lot. How are we bringing our children up? What are we teaching them about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We can sit and give a bayan. We can hear of the virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can sing naats upon naats. You can cry when you're listening to the naats. But until and unless you're not going to change your life, until and unless you're not going to bring Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam into your home, into your children, teach your children about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't blame those children. Why will they want to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the whole day and whole night they're only viewing film stars on the screen? What they're seeing the whole day, it's only about sports. It's only about entertainment. It's only about film stars. That child can miss madrasa, it's fine. He can miss namaz, it's fine. But he got to be there for that sports. He got to be there for that tuition. He's got to be there for whatever it is, everything else pertaining to this world. We have attached so much of importance to it. So this is something that is an eye-opener, and the people that had carried out the survey, some of them mentioned, we as a community seriously need to sit down and think, in which direction are we going? What do we want our children to become like? You want the child to become like a delinquent. You want the child to become like a sports star, a kafir, who's got no morals in his life, whose night is zina, whose day is sharab. Is that what you want your child to become like? That you have put that in front of your child, and your child only views that, and he views nothing else. There's no time for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no time for sunnah. There's no time for ta'lim. The father is too busy. The mother is too busy. Who's got time to sit down every night and teach the child 15, 20 minutes? This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were sahaba. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. This was Hazrat Umar Farooq. Who do you want your child to become like? Whose footsteps do you want him to follow in? If you want to follow, you want him to follow in the footsteps of sahaba, in the footsteps of anbiya, in the footsteps of awliya, you have to teach him about them. You have to introduce those personalities to him. You have to show him, these are our role models in our lives. What the condition has become now? Now people are watching Netflix, and you find they're watching a series on Lucifer. These last few years, Netflix is now showing a series on Lucifer. Who's Lucifer? Shaitan. Shaitan is being glorified in Netflix. And our children are watching this day in and day out. Sometimes we don't even know. We don't even know what is happening on that screen. Shaitan is being glorified to such an extent now, eventually that child at that age watching this type of content, what mindset does he come out with? You know what, Shaitan, after all, not such a bad person. He's not so bad as we make him, you know. There was also one whole documentary on Dajjal. Dajjal was glorified to such an extent, one woman or one girl on one of the social media platforms, she commented, Dajjal is not so bad after all. I think we need to give him a chance. We need to give Dajjal a chance because of what she saw on the movie. Respected friends, these are all realities. It is not something that is, you know, hearsay. It is not something that we're taking out from our pockets. It is a reality. So we have to seriously ask ourselves this crucial question. In which direction are we heading as a community? Where do we want to go to? What do we want of these children? What do we want them to become? You want your child to become a sports star? Yes, maybe he'll become a sports star. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah protect, he will be raised with that group of people. If you want him to become a film star, actor, he'll become an actor. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah protect, but he will be raised with that group of people. Where is he going to be raised? Do you want him to be raised with Anbiya, with Sahaba, with Awliya? We have to definitely make an effort in that line. It is not something that is just going to happen. So we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, the entire Rabiul Awal. We are hearing different bayans on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are hearing naats. And definitely we should continue listening, because just listening about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a means of barakah, it's a means of blessings, it's a means of nur, it's a means of light. But we just need to do one more thing. We need to look into our lives. We need to look into our homes. We need to see, are we making any effort? I'm not saying you can change overnight. Nobody can change overnight. No one is going to just overnight, you know, make that drastic change in his life. But gradually, change one thing. Every week bring one sunnah. Teach one thing to your child. Gradually get the negativity out of our lives. All this filth, all this technology, all this evil, get it out of our lives. Let us bring the nur of sunnah. That nur will come in our homes. That nur will come in the light, in the hearts of our children. One day, that child will become the coolness of your eyes. You'll be leaving this dunya and alhamdulillah, you'll be happy. Alhamdulillah, whatever happened, even if you didn't give your child any education, it's fine. He doesn't need the education. Allah will support him. Today is so much of importance to education. Like, you know, that man is going to die if he doesn't have education. But you'll find so many super wealthy people completely uneducated. So education got nothing to do with your rosy. You can give him education also if you want to. If you feel you're going to protect him, you're going to preserve him. But I'm saying, don't ever deprive him of deen. Don't deprive him of the sunnah. Don't deprive him of great personalities, Islamic history. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't only rely on the madrasa. That's the problem. The parents, they rely on the madrasa. The madrasa, they feel that the parents have to do their part. And no one is doing anything. The father thinks the mother needs to do it. The mother thinks the father needs to do it. And in this way, nothing is getting done. So let us take the responsibilities of being the father of the home. Let us go and take out time every day to teach our children about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Sahaba, about Sunnah. Let us show them this is the right way. This is the straight way. And remember, respected friends, every Sunnah is important. At no point should you ever think to yourself that this is a small sunnah or this is an insignificant sunnah. Every sunnah is so important. Try to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. Try to bring the sunnah in our homes. The way we eat, the du'as before eating, the du'as after eating, before drinking water, after drinking, whatever, every du'a you have to read. Learn all those du'as before going to the toilet, coming out from the toilet. Let us read all these du'as. In this darkness, in this time of darkness, it is only the sunnah and only these du'as that are going to help us. It is only these du'as that will help our children. So let us bring in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, and then let us recite Durood Sharif. Remember, Durood Sharif is not something only for Rabiul Awal. It's not only something for Friday. It's not only something for Ramadan. Durood Sharif has to be part and parcel of our lives. Every day we need to be reciting Durood Sharif. Our ulama tell us, no person should read less than 300 Durood Sharif. Even if you're reading a short Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, but every day, minimum 300 Durood Sharif, try to read. If you can't read 300, 100, but every day read Durood Sharif. And read it with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart. Because it is only this love, it is only this attachment, it is only this respect that is going to protect us now. This is the only thing that is going to protect our iman. Otherwise these fitnas are coming like tidal waves. You know, when a tidal wave is coming, then even a huge ship can also sink because of the tidal wave. So it is this love and this respect for everything attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is going to bring about that type of serenity in our lives, and that is going to protect us. One person, he came to Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi. He brought three dates from Medina Munawwara. That time there was a date palm now in the courtyard of the masjid, and they told him that this date is from Medina Munawwara. So what he said, cut these three dates into small pieces, and every single person from our family, the children, the old people, everyone must eat one piece of this date, because this is from Medina Munawwara. This is the barakat of Medina Munawwara. Look at that attachment they had now. Medina Munawwara, Zamzam. This is Zamzam water. You know, when pious people, when you presented dates to them and you told them this is from Medina Munawwara or this is Zamzam water, it brought such happiness to their face. It brought such cheer that you will not see that if you can give them the entire dunya also. That's how happy they got. Because they understood this is barakat. This is noor. This is from Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, one person brought a shawl. They told him, this is from Medina Munawwara. He took it from Medina Munawwara. He holds it. He puts it by his eyes. He puts it on his face. Someone told him, Hazrat, you know, this shawl is manufactured somewhere else. And then it's imported to Medina Munawwara. What Hazrat Gangohi said, is par to Medina ki hawa to lagi hai. The air of Medina Munawwara touched this here. Maybe it's not made in Medina Munawwara, but where this man bought it from, he brought it from Medina Munawwara. The air of Medina Munawwara touch it. This deserves the utmost respect. So this love for the sunnah, this love for everything attached to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this Durood Sharif is something that our ulama have mentioned, the greatest of problems you've got. Whatever problem you've got, you've got a marital problem, you've got a financial problem, you've got a medical problem, the barakat of Durood Sharif, just increase your recitation of Durood Sharif, inshallah, to the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve all those problems. Shaykh Abul Hasan Shaziri rahmatullah ali, he is in a jungle, and now he's being approached by wild predatory animals. He's thinking, what is he going to do now? You can see lions and tigers and what have you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in his mind to read Durood Sharif. Because when you read Durood Sharif, for one Durood you read, 10 rahmats of Allah comes down on you. Ulama explained, one rahmat of Allah is such that it can fulfill the needs of the entire world. That's one rahmat of Allah. And you read Durood Sharif one time, 10 rahmats of Allah. He said he started reading Durood Sharif. Through the barakat of Durood Sharif, not one animal attacked him. He traveled his entire journey and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. So this is the barakat of Durood Sharif, and this we have to also bring in our the lives of our children. The famous incident, we will conclude with this incident, Dalailul Khairat, the author, he had written a kitab, it was a great alim, he wrote this kitab, Dalailul Khairat, with different forms of Durood Sharif in it. What inspired him to write this kitab was once he was traveling, and he came to a well, he required water, but he did not have a bucket. So a young girl sees the predicament of this old man, and she comes up to him, and she says, you require water. He says, yes. She spits into that well. When she spits into the well, the water, the level of the water just comes up, and here he drinks water, and he makes wudu, etc. He asks this young girl, how did you get this miracle? Where did you hear of something like this? Someone spitting into a well, and water just coming up. So she said that from the time I was very small, my mother inculcated within me this quality of reading excessive Durood Sharif. Excessive Durood Sharif, she inculcated this quality. To the barakat of that, I'm still young now, Allah already blessed me with this. So respected friends, our children also, let us take out time every day for ta'aleem, for Durood Sharif, to teach our children about the sunnah, and let us really value this, that we are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect, every facet of our lives, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That is sufficient for me. Whatever the superpowers of the time say, that's good for them. Maybe that will work for them. But they are also failing terribly. They have also come to a point now where they realize that their entire system that they have got is failing terribly. And they understand now that they have completely lost the plot. And they have lost the generation, they have lost their children. The kuffar also have realized this. Let it not be that we open our eyes when it is too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.